Now, joining me for the first time this year, I'm joined on the line by Jonathan Stevenson. He is the CEO of Brentwood Council. So, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well. And I have to say, I know it's a little bit late, but it's Happy New Year to you.
Happy, and I think at the moment I'm saying healthy New Year, because I think I want people to all be happy, but obviously it's a challenging time, but I think healthy is the most important thing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. So tell us about the COVID community testing kits.
Yeah, as part of the government's regime around testing, the council's supporting asymptomatic testing. So this is people that haven't got symptoms to test just if they feel they need to test if they're part of their job or just the situation they're in, if they're living with a vulnerable person. So they can collect the test from the town hall between Monday and Wednesday, 9 till 4, and they could drop that back off safely as long as it's before Thursday, 11 a.m., they'll get sent off and they'll get the results back as soon as possible. So just another way to get tested, especially asymptomatic people. People can still go to the Nightingale Centre as well within the borough to do that, but this might be a way for some people, to, depending on shifts or appointments, another way to either take these tests for home for some of their family or loved ones or use for themselves. And what I just wanted to just really push on this isn't for people who've got symptoms. So if you have got symptoms, you're isolating, you shouldn't turn up at the town hall. I know it's an obvious one, but just for people to be clear on that, this is if you've got symptoms, you should book a test through the different means.
Okay. And is this test the swab? Is it the swab down the throat and then up your nose?
Yes, it is, and I've had one myself, and it sounds worse than it is, yes, it is that type of test. So you put it at the back of your throat and then up your nose. It's always best to do that way around rather than the other way.
Yeah. So that's just to be clear again, it's for people that don't have symptoms.
Yeah, don't have symptoms, but just want to be tested. So asymptomatic people.
Yeah, and you can also collect on other people's behalfs as well. So you can pick up to 5 tests per person, can't you?
Up to 5, yeah.
Yep.
And then there at the moment, what we're saying is, like anything, there's a number of tests at the town hall now, but across Essex, some people there's higher demand than others. So when they've run out, they've run out. So if people could collect them when they can. But we'll obviously notify people if that's the case. The scheme currently runs up to the 28th of January, and we'll review it then.
Okay. And you've also got the vaccines. There's been a great team here at the Brentwood Centre over the last couple of weeks, getting the vaccines out to as many people on the list as possible.
Yes, there has, yeah. Brentwood Centre's been fantastic, and we've had really good feedback from the experience. Obviously, a lot of people are waiting to be called, especially over 80s and now moving into the 70s people, and people in care, and other people that are supporting the most vulnerable at the moment are being vaccinated. So sometimes you might see people under the age of 80 or 70, but most of those people, if they're being vaccinated, if they're not in the care homes, they're being vaccinated at the Brentwood Centre as well. So I think some people might see that and think, why is someone a bit younger being vaccinated? But that's the case if it's happening at the centre. But yeah, being rolled out really well managed, and had some really great feedback from people who've gone along and had the vaccine.
Yeah, and to all the volunteers that have helped as well. There's been a lot of volunteers helping, not to do the injections. They help make sure people are in the right queue or standing in the right place, and when people have had the injection, obviously you've got to wait around for a little bit. So all of those people have been doing a fantastic job as well. Now, you've got more updates on the hearing session for the local development plan.
Yeah, the local development plan, our planning blueprint for the borough, is going through hearings. Had some before Christmas. They're all live on YouTube to make them COVID safe. The examination, you can find the details on our website, brentwood.gov.uk, examination. There's a number of sessions in February. There's sessions between the 2nd and the 5th, the 9th and the 12th, and the 23rd and the 25th. If you go on the website, you can find out what sort of things they're discussing through those hearings. There's a number of different items, but I suggest go on the website, log on to the hearing if you want to find out more. There's been really good following, actually, considering the situation, but a lot of people are finding that a good way to follow the hearings because they don't have to leave their house. They can actually watch them online.
Yeah, absolutely. The community hub, Mutual Aid, have had more than 100 volunteers sign up after its Facebook post appeal, which got about 10,000 hits on the council's Facebook feed.
Yeah, Mutual Aid, one of our community network partners who've done a fantastic job over the COVID situation and come together and really brought the community together. They did a launch for 100 for volunteers through Facebook, had over 10,000 hits, and 100 volunteers came back, and that's actually linked to the vaccine centre, people that support the vaccine work, so which is fantastic. And on top of that, there's still, there is another campaign at the moment to link into sort of families that are struggling and supporting them with food parcels as well.
Yeah.
Again, we're doing that more in a linking with Food Bank and Manor Meals on that. But we did do before Christmas the can and the van at the supermarkets. But obviously, again, social distancing and the lockdown, we're not doing that. But there still is a need for those types of packages for the most vulnerable families in our community. So please support us as much as we can, those key groups.
And well, you can leave the food at the council, can't you? Because
yes, you can.
There.
You can bring it into the town hall.
Oh, you can bring it
not into the town hall, but at the town hall outside.
Yep. So. Okay, great. And lastly, we're going to be talking about you've got some figures relating to grants already given out, and there is still money available. So, could you go through some of the monies?
Yeah, since 19th of November, we distributed over £5 million for grants. And these grants, I hope to think that they're really easy to access, or as easy as possible to access for a grant. Our economic development team have been rolling this out with our revenue and benefits team. And we've got a number of different grants that have assisted. First of all, they assisted some of the businesses opening with regard to before Christmas. There were some Christmas support grants, there's additional restriction grants, and then Essex business adaptation grants. This is assisting businesses to adapt under COVID-19.
Yeah.
So across those different grants, we've delivered over £5 million. We still have some grants up to £1,500 available for businesses who need laptops, iPad, delivery vehicles, websites, development, or other ways to trade during COVID secure.
Yeah.
So there's definitely ways to do that. If you follow that on the brentwood.gov.uk, website, again, under business support, there's a lot of information there, and the team are available to help if anybody's still out there and hasn't applied for the grants, which we do know some businesses who are eligible haven't applied. So please come forward.
Yeah, definitely come forward, and always take a look at the website. And you can also ring the council as well and speak to somebody, and they will be more than happy to help you to see if you fit all the criteria. So great to talk to you today, and we'll be talking to another member of Brentwood Council next week for more updates.
Brilliant. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Take care.
And you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Jonathan Stevenson there, who is the CEO.